month ago, we kind of started talking about, you know, where we thought things were going to be at by July, but we were, you know, holding out hope with the vaccination rollout and that sort of thing. But at the same time, we have deposits held with entertainers and that sort of thing. So they have to be able to plan as well. So we can't let them know too last minute. So once March came and things were at where they were at, we just knew that by July, we were not going to be able to hold the festival the way we wanted to hold the festival with thousands of people. So just so that we could plan accordingly and give everyone, you know, adequate notice and that sort of thing, especially our entertainers, we had to make this decision ahead of time because this is also when we would get into our very hard planning time, you know, many, many hours being contributed by our volunteers to get the volunteer positions filled and make sure everything's lined up for that weekend. This is kind of when we would ramp up our efforts. So this was the time to make that decision. We did talk about several options of trying to do this in a safe way, but just logistically and volunteer-wise, we could not figure out a way that we could make it work. Now, with that said, we have canceled the Mount Forest Fireworks Festival as the Mount Forest Fireworks Festival, as the four-day event. But I will mention the Get Your Hillbilly On group that generally holds our Rib Fest on the Thursday evening. I know that they're looking at the possibility of doing like a drive-through rib dinner event. So watch our social media. We're going to, you know, get some more details out on that closer to the time. So we are looking at trying to put maybe some elements of the festival, but the Mount Forest Fireworks Festival, as everyone knows it, has been canceled for this year.